It's Patrick McDonald, and today on the Downtown Anchorage Repository, we're talking about an explosion of content. Feel me? So much has happened since the last episode. I've really gotten into this rhythm of posting a lot to Instagram lately, and I kind of just wanted to give you an update on it. Just talking about all the content on the grid, on stories, and I started following people. I did a couple of experiments with some of the highlights and just what it all means and like where it's going. So yeah, that's what this episode is going to be about. Each segment we'll dive deeper into those categories I just talked about. All right, so let's talk about Instagram, specifically the grid and the stories feature. So the grid is the part, like if you click on my profile, you can see just, you know, three squares across, and then all the way down, it's just this continuous feed. And that's a lot of what I'm doing there is posting things that are like daily event, new daily occurrences or news. I'm really trying to capture the news that's going on, like something that just happened that day or the next day, or you know, that's really still fresh. So yeah, a lot of that's been updates on construction or events in public spaces, like Live After Five was, I've been doing a lot of Live After Five, especially in August since we started wrapping up. Road closures or those have been interesting. I don't know if they've been planned or just accidental, but you know, covering those. The weather, of course, because I want to document how the seasons are changing and how that's affecting the overall vibe of downtown. And then like businesses, there's some new businesses opening, new businesses closing, like new businesses being built. And so yeah, that's kind of how I'm using the grid right now, is just to capture that daily news, and so that you have this kind of blog about what's happening, visual blog about what's happening. And I'm also throwing in, you know, just some graphics that I've been making about the downtown neighborhood, and also showing some insights into some of the infrastructure that I'm building from a social media standpoint, or just to keep, you know, growing the brand and just like the different components of this social media ecosystem. So that's mainly what I'm doing on the grid. And as far as the stories, those are like the little things, you know, like signage and, you know, just capturing moments of events, capturing people inhabiting downtown, like walking around, you know, maybe having an ice cream or carrying an umbrella, or you know, just enjoying, taking pictures of each other, enjoying themselves downtown. And then there's other cool objects like public art and street furniture. I'm especially interested in the sandwich boards lately. A lot of businesses have, you know, those sandwich boards that advertise right outside their door. Those are pretty cool. I'm starting to collect as many as I can, and we'll probably come up with a collection later on that I'll publish. I'm also really interested to do an inventory of all the bike racks around downtown. I was having a conversation with somebody about how there's, you know, no bike culture downtown. And I asked him, like, how many bike racks do you think there are? And he's like, I don't know. And then he asked me back the same question. And I was like, I think there's about 100. So I'm kind of on the lookout to document where they all are. And so if you see a lot of them in the stories, that's what I'm doing. Also, the public art, like the wheat pasting is pretty interesting to me. And a lot of the stickers in the back of signs is also pretty interesting. I'm trying to document that as well. So yeah, those stories are my other thing that is just this content explosion has been a lot on there. I try to post like 3 or 4 a day. If you're ever interested to go back and look at some of the stories, I mostly add them to the Daily 18 highlights. And it's just a thing that I started doing because I was like, maybe this would be cool to, like as a flipbook, to just click through as fast as you can to kind of get like a mini documentary of what I'm capturing day to day and the types of things that I'm capturing. And you can see the kind of ebbs and flows of the subject matter I'm capturing. And just, yeah, it's pretty neat. So yeah, just a couple highlights that, just wanted to draw out. So if you're curious, you can go back and see what I'm doing with stories. And I think I tried to dabble. One of the experiments I tried was dabbling with including events. And the problem with events is that I can't really capture all of them. And I was only seeing the ones that are in my feed and, having to go and search for them. And I was like, I don't know if I want to become a calendar of events for all the businesses and organizations around town, because I probably couldn't capture them all. But yeah, so that's the gist of what I've been doing in the grid and the stories and a couple of experiments. Okay, so the other cool thing that I started doing recently was I started following other accounts. When I first started the DAR, I just wanted to follow, a few accounts like Mountain View Post and the Spinardian, because they're kind of my inspiration for the Downtown Anchorage Repository. They're hyper-local publications that are, documenting what's happening in their neighborhood on the daily. And so I thought that it would be cool to just, be in kind of a crew or a core of neighborhood publications. But the problem with that is that they don't really, I'm only getting that kind of information. So I decided to branch out a little bit, and it made sense to me to only follow the businesses and organizations that are in our neighborhood, and maybe even some locals, because that they're sharing stories and they're kind of giving me this day-to-day and in some cases real-time information about what's happening in our neighborhood. And if something cool is happening, I can go out and try to cover it. So yeah, who I'm following is basically acting as a newsfeed for me. So I don't know, it's just a pretty cool hack. If you want to find out what's going on a specific topic or a specific neighborhood, you can just do something similar. And I wanted to be transparent as possible about it. So all of the accounts that I'm following, I'm also putting them in my stories, and I've created a highlight out of them called Neighbors. So you can actually click through the Neighbors highlight and see all the accounts that I'm following, or you can just go to who I'm following and my profile and see. But they're both the same. And what's cool about that is I decided, hey, just knowing the business and organization is cool, but knowing where they are would be even cooler. So I created a Google map recently, and all of the Instagram accounts that I found, I've now mapped them on a public map, which I'm putting together to share. So that's coming out soon. So yeah, just getting an understanding of who makes up our neighborhood, and the things that are going on day to day. Instagram has been really cool, using it as a tool to create this information feed, and yeah. So it's kind of a cool hack for me, but also, like, if you're interested, and you can just follow all the accounts that I'm finding just by looking at the neighborhood highlights or just who I'm following. Cheers. And so what does all this mean? What is going out and capturing as much as I could over the last few weeks and pretty much saturating my grid and saturating the stories? Well, it means that the more I'm capturing, the more I'm finding out how little I'm actually capturing, and that there's so much that goes on downtown day to day, and I'm just trying to keep up. So, and trying to keep up, I'm starting to set up routines and protocols and like hacks to be able to get that daily news and those daily events that are going on, and then trying to anticipate events that are coming up down the road, like putting a calendar together and starting to think about how I can, schedule some of the stories that are coming out, some of the stories that I want to cover on the daily, and then also like the events that are coming up so I can prep for those. But this content explosion has really started to tune me into how to cover downtown and how to, look more closely at the specific areas in our neighborhood as to what's going to happen, and starting to track longer events that are going to happen, like especially the construction, especially, you know, new businesses moving out and coming in, and then also like where the trends are seasonally and where the events are happening and how to kind of anticipate, you know, what businesses are going to be hosting what and how they all fall together. So yeah, this content explosion has been a data explosion, has also been a way to reflect on all of the things that are happening and how to, you know, make my posting more efficient. So that is the end of this episode. And in the next episode, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about putting together a map and, you know, just sharing all the data. Cheers.